28th is our biggest ever with over 120 bands and solo acts, including David Bassey, Wild Women of Kansas City, Danny Cox, Fast Johnny Ricker, Last Free Exit, and many more. Complete schedule at kkfi.org. Want to make sure you don't miss out on your favorite band? Email us a pre-auction bid at earlybird@kkfi.org or call 888-931-0901.
Johnson County Meals on Wheels is looking for some volunteers. If you are interested, please contact them at 913-715-8895. This message, a public service of 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio.
Attention local musicians, if you play rock, jazz, folk, bluegrass, hip-hop, Americana, reggae, world music, or blues like DC Bellamy here in the background, consider signing up your solo act or your band to the KKFI Band Auction this April. We will showcase your music for 30 minutes on our 100,000-watt radio station in exchange for a donation of a two-hour gig to the KKFI Band Auction. Intrigued? Call Bill at 816-994-7869. That's 816-994-7869.
And you are listening to 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City, Community Radio. In a moment, the rest of the show.
Oh, don't you hear the distress call?
Storm Norman here. I want to let everyone know I'll be rocking the Morning Buzz from 6 to 8 every Monday. Check it out.
That's right. That'll be after this show, after Mishukaku's explorations. And right now, it is the final hour of the Paragon Radio Show. I am your lone host this early morning, Michael T. Justice, looking for your phone calls at 816-931-5534. That's 931-KKFI. And we'll continue the conversation that we've been having. And I don't know. I think it's about what we need to do to, I don't know, just know what's going on in our society, right? I think that's one of the beginning places. And I was perusing the internets this week, and one of the things that came across my attention was this 15 things Americans would know if there were indeed a quote-unquote liberal media. And it's by, who is this guy? I'll tell you who it is, and don't know if that name will mean anything to you. It's from the Daily Coast, so it's by the screen name, Akajian. Well, that's not a screen name. That may be his actual name. But anyway, some things that we would maybe have some discussion about in the media if it were indeed a liberal media, where the jobs went, outsourcing. Since 2000, U.S. multinationals have cut 2.9 million jobs here while increasing employment overseas by $2.4 million. And we discuss, you know, whether this tax rate or that tax rate, you know, these are some of the issues. I don't know. I haven't seen much discussion about this on the general media. Here are some of the other 15 things. Upward wealth redistribution and or inequality. In 2010, 20% of the people held approximately 88% of the net worth in the U.S., the top 1% held 35% of all net worth. This, in the context of the decision we were talking about earlier, you know, about unlimited monies going to candidates for office, I think you can see where our voice would be lessened, you know, weakened. Your voice individually, you listening to me, your ability to speak if money is free speech, your ability to be heard is severely damaged when the bottom 80% of people hold only 12% of the net worth in 2010. 1983, the bottom 80% held 18%. So, you know, we're going losing ground. They're not Democratic or Republican, these statistics. They are widely available to reporters. Why aren't they discussed in the liberal media? And this is an interesting graphic here to show this. If you were to take the U.S. landmass divided like the wealth, 1% would own, it looks like we're talking about Washington all the way over to Wisconsin and then down just under Kansas, I'm going to say. And then back across to the upper part of California. So that huge chunk, all of Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, 1% would own that land. And mirror that to the east. So you come down, and I guess we'll include Missouri and Nebraska, or I'm sorry, Iowa. And on up, straight up. Illinois and all of that, and then just take all that all the way over to the East Coast. And that would only be 9%. So you're talking about 10% of the people, all of the land basically north of the Missouri, Alabama, or Arkansas border. And then 30% down to half of Texas. And they're like, according to this graphic, 40% would be on what looks to be the city of Austin or some city in Texas. I guess you just have to look at it and see. But you can look it up. It's from the Daily Kos and see that graphic and just go, wow. And here's something that I really, we talk about this here on KKFI, and I really am, I don't know that I have ever heard of this, maybe once or twice on NPR, but the American Legislative Exchange Council, the ALEC, is a corporate organization that drafts laws and then passes them on to legislators. And you would think that a liberal media would report on that. I mean, this is the organization that put together all these, what you call turnkey legislation. And it's funded by, well, a lot of corporate sponsors. They have given us the Stand Your Ground laws, the voter ID laws, right to work laws, which basically, and if you have a different opinion, I'd love to hear from you. Basically, a right to work law kind of is aimed at saying we're not going to allow unions. Health savings accounts bills, tobacco industry legislation. Basically, anybody that pays to be a part of this, it's like the ALEC is not even like a lobbyist. It's like they come to you. You know, it's like a drive-through legislation deal. Like, hey, here's some turnkey law. All you got to do is scratch out Tennessee and write in Missouri and scratch out, you know, Knox County and throw in Jackson County, and we got ourselves a law if you can get it passed. I had one of these pieces of legislation I was listening. They were talking about the legislator had taken this legislation, was putting it right out there, not acknowledging that it wasn't even something she had put together or didn't even know much about, and had no answers as to why this legislation is written this way and why'd you choose that? It just seems like, again, if there were a liberal media, they'd talk about that. And rather than show us what the experience of prison is, wouldn't the liberal media talk about the number of people in prison? And this continues to blow me away. With 5% of the world's population, we, the United States, have 25% of the world's prisoners. While China, which is 4 times our size, and that's on the official side, right? That's not including the people that, you know, maybe off books, as it were. But 4 times our size, maybe even 5, is second with 1.6 million people in prison. And we talk about their restrictive society. They're a police state. They're a dictatorship. And we double their prison population. In 1972, just around the time we started the drug war, 350,000 Americans were imprisoned. In 2010, 2.3 million. And we've talked about this before. Crime rates have declined by 25%. So maybe they're just locking up all the criminals and a few extra for good measure. Again, you would think liberal media would be all over that. The number of black people in prison. View as a single page. I missed that click there. In 2009, non-Hispanic blacks, 13% of the population, accounted for 39% of the total prison population. And according to 2011 FBI statistics, whites accounted for 69% of arrests. So they're 70% of the arrests are whites, and yet 40% of the prison population. So there's a transfer that's not happening, but we talked about that earlier. You know, Ben was talking about, where was that, Rhode Island, where the guy gets rapes his 3-year-old and doesn't go to prison. U.S. healthcare costs are the highest in the world. The expenditure per person in the U.S. is $8,233, while Norway, in second place, is $5,388. Now, this is one that would bear some examination, because I'm sure then when you start talking about those healthcare costs, you got a lot of cosmetic stuff in there. You got a lot of, well, free speech. That earlier talk about the 1% and the 10% spending a lot of money on cosmetic, plastic surgery, new boobs. And then you got your whole chemical. I can do things I could never do before. And then, of course, ask your doctor. Do you ever have trouble falling asleep? Have trouble getting up? Ask your doctor about. So our healthcare costs, that could bear some examination. The Glass-Steagall Act. It separated risky financial investments from government-backed deposits for 66 years. Banks were prohibited from using federally insured savings to make risky investments. Then they did away with that. And when they did away with that, almost like clockwork, we had the financial meltdowns of the 2000s and, well, continuing. Gerrymandering is one that utterly drives me crazy, that we don't rise up in arms about the way that they so cynically lock in the Democrat-Republican control of our political process. It's just insane that they can ensure districts by stretching them however they need to stretch them in order to make sure that there is either Democrat or Republican, and it vacillates back and forth over the years, but we are left without real options because you know, based on where you live, whether your vote is even gonna matter. KKFI, you're on the air. What's your name? What part of town are you calling from?
I can see he's Big Dog.
Big Dog, what's going, sir? I've got six
much.
More.
Do what?
I said, I've got six more of these liberal media. Wouldn't it be nice if they were looking at it? But go ahead. What'd you call about?
Well, it seems to me you're saying there is no liberal bias to media.
Right.
Media outlets such as newspapers and whatnot.
They are. If there was actually a liberal media, these are the things that they should be covering. Now, the continued. What?
Okay, stop for a second. Who says these are the things they should be covering? Who said that?
Akajian. How's his name? AKADJIAN from the Daily Kos.
Okay.
And admitted liberal. He says, as a liberal, I'd like to go on record and state that the media isn't focusing on issues I care about. And here are 15 of them. So this is a liberal saying the media is not covering all of these things in any, reasonable fashion.
Yeah, and some of those you covered, it doesn't.
You don't
like
think they're much of a story?
Jail populace and whatnot. It just doesn't. Okay, how does that translate from non-liberal bias to liberal bias? I don't get it.
Well, as a liberal, he is saying that, you know, that's a problem for him, that there are twice as many prisoners in America than there are in China. We should be talking about it. And we're not really talking about it.
All right.
I mean, we're locked into a system where, you know, to expand on that particular point a little bit, you know, we're locked up in a system right now where the police, the prosecutors are all, they like have to almost arrest people and throw the book at them in order to get elected. Like, you can't go in and say as a law enforcement official, you know, you get a lot of guff when you start talking about decriminalizing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we're militarizing our police.
No.
I mean, we're not, but we're, you know, we talked a little bit about this at the end of the show, I guess it was 2 weeks ago because I wasn't here last week, but when we were talking about the ability that our system has put together, right, that we have someone in the state of Kansas that wants to make it, what was it, like You could be charged with what's the higher level crime? Right? You could be charged with a felony for filing a report of a complaint against a policeman if the policeman is found innocent by his brothers in blue. And then not only can you be at risk of a felony, but you can't even take it to the next level.
And I remember us things, talking about that. I do
right,
remember that.
And those are the things that do not get talked about on the media. Like, when I heard that, I was like, no way, that's crazy. And then I look it up, and it's like, yeah, it's true, but it's like in all these little, there was no Kansas City Star, Fox 4 News, KCTV 5, on the job for you. They weren't doing all that because, you know, the next level, right, one of the next things that the guy talks about down the list is about the fact that there are six companies that own some 80%, 90% of the media.
Yeah, I'm just having a tough time tying together, like the issue that you just talked about with the police and filing a false report, this, that, and the other thing, and then the prison situation and all this.
You know,
how is that a liberal issue?
It's not that it's
a
liberal.
I don't get it.
It's liberal,
I guess maybe that's
because,
what I'm saying,
because
to me that would be just as much as a conservative issue as a Republican issue or whatnot.
Okay.
It doesn't. The liberal bias that I could bring up as an example is our own president, a king that can't enforce his own laws, isn't truly a king. And they're not reporting on all this. They report, well, they signed up 7 million. Well, that's great, but how many have actually paid premiums that count?
I've heard that talked about every time I've heard them talk about the 7 million. Of course, it remains to be seen whether or not they're actually going to pay premiums and whatnot. I mean, I have heard that in the story.
Let me finish my thought here, because there was I believe it was a guy in the House of Rep that came out. Again, I think he was the same guy that did a big, long filibuster on the issue, talking about that if you're going to delay it for the companies, you need to delay it for the individuals. And now both have happened, okay? None of them have been enforced. In fact, the website says, if you can come up with a reasonable excuse, you can delay the process. And it doesn't even have to be in writing. I mean, that was kind of spooky. But I guess the point being is that there's a lot of things that we could consider. I would concede that the radio waves on talk show, political talk shows is controlled and owned, if you will, ratings-wise as well, in the conservative arena. And I would concede that the newspapers and whatnot, especially the major contributing newspapers throughout the nation, have a liberal bias. So, I mean, that's where I believe the separation lies in the liberal bias media versus the conservative bias media. Would you agree with that?
I'm not sure. I'm more talking about these issues that are not being discussed, and this particular guy happens to be a liberal. Now, if you are saying that you can agree with him on the majority of these things, that these are issues that should be talked about, or you just want to talk about health care, and if they're not talking about health care, that makes them, you know, less, more liberal, I guess, yeah, okay, we can call the newspaper liberal, because they came out in favor of gay marriage, or they came out in favor of the health care bill, but they do not discuss these other issues that I just went through here, and
mm-hmm.
And that is their failing. Now, if you want to remove it from a liberal conservative, I'm okay with that. This is what a responsible media should be reporting to us.
Well, I think that divide, I mean, you might talk about, let's just put it this way, as a host, you might talk about something that is not being talked about in newspapers, but it might be talking about on another political show somewhere else. You see what I'm getting at? And therefore, it doesn't make the papers because it stays in the arena of talk radio.
So you think they're talking about
this stuff
on talk radio?
I've seen stories that don't even make the newspaper that we discuss.
So do you think
not just KKFI, but in listening to other conservatives' talk shows?
So you think this stuff is being talked about on conservative talk radio?
No, I'm not going that far because I've never heard any of this stuff being discussed at all.
Right,
I'm saying
that's
if it's not making it to the newspapers, in some instances, for example, there would be more scrutiny against this president over the health care law from the conservative than there would be from the newspapers.
Okay. Point taken.
You see where I'm trying to make that divide?
I hear what you're saying. I got some other folks trying to get in there. I'm not.
All right.
All righty.
Well, I'm going to get off here because I got to get back at it, but that was just my 2 cents worth, man.
All right, good deal.
All right, thanks, man.
I'm about to turn myself off. All right, who we got here?
Hey, Michael T., this is Clayton. How you doing?
All right. Hey, what's going on?
Hello?
Hold on 1 second.
Can you hear me? Are you there?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. I'm hearing like a weird echo. To get back to the point where you had made the comment about, comparing China to America as the United States has, twice the prison population as compared to China. And I mean, and their population, of course, is what, like double or triple our population. If you look at things from instead of a liberal or conservative standpoint of view, really, I mean, when you're talking about that specific notion, comparing those two, it's like comparing apples to oranges because if you're looking, you got to look at it from an economic standpoint of view. Okay, China is a country that is still up and coming.
So they just can't afford
they're trying to
imprison
be up,
as many people as us,
economically, but they don't have the, trying to think of a good way to put it. Like I said, they came, from third or second world country status, and now they're trying to become, a major superpower. But economically, they're still not there with us yet.
No, absolutely.
But the thing is they don't have as many regulations. They don't have as many laws because they let a lot of things slide. Like if you want to look at like corporate corruption, they're going to let a lot of those things slide.
Well,
in
actually,
order to keep money coming in.
Right, but actually, when they get found out for corruption, they actually kill people. Like literally, like.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Death.
So, I mean, it's the way they do things there is totally. I mean, they may just kill somebody as opposed
to
locking them up
the prison
for 10-15 years for whatever the crime may be.
But the point is more to the point is that we got a hell of a lot of people in prison for a free country. That's
no,
the real
I understand,
point.
But if you're living in China, you can commit a lot more crimes and get away with it. As opposed to over here in the United States,
yeah,
where we have more regulations that are supposed to, protect people, not only from themselves but from others, if that makes sense. I'm sorry, I'm in the middle of working here, so it's kind of hard for me to sit down and focus on it 100%.
No, that's all
but
good.
I believe ultimately it's an economic thing. I don't believe it has anything to do with, liberalism or conservatism.
I'm seeing this differently, and maybe it's because of the way I presented it. I'm not saying these are necessarily liberal or conservative issues, but they are indeed issues. We have two and a half million people in prison? That's freaking ridiculous.
Well, I mean,
ridiculous.
At,
I don't care
company,
about China. I'm
Fox,
more worried about
it,
this
Fox
country.
Kong? That they're literally having employees of that company, killing themselves, on the job, and it's like, what kind of punishment does that corporation receive? Well, from what I understand, really nothing. You know, imagine if something like that happened over here in the United States. I mean, there would be CEOs and members of management that would be on trial, getting locked up. You know, there would be something there to, you know, laws in place to protect those people. So, granted, we may be moving more into a police state, but on some levels, you know, we almost kind of need it to control certain factions, especially corporate corruption. That's my big thing.
Yeah, except those aren't the people going to jail. But they aren't, you know what I mean?
Good point.
All right, man, I'm going to let Mike
get
in.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, later.
Thanks.
All righty. And anybody else can join in here, too. We got another 15, 20 minutes to go, so come on with it. 816-931-5534. What's up, Mike?
Mike, I think people are missing your point when you're trying to make the comparison to China.
I'm not
a good communicator. First of all, let me say, I think I understand what you're saying. I don't think you're defending China by any means. But what you're trying to say is that America, we're, our ideology is freedom. We're in Iraq, you know, promoting this freedom agenda. We're in Afghanistan promoting this freedom agenda. We're spying. We have bases all around the world promoting our freedom agenda, and yet we have, like you said, to double the amount of people incarcerated in our country that China decides that will probably be three times our size and population has in their institution. So there is something wrong with that. And like you said, but that's not the issue. Your whole issue is that these are things that are not being reported by the media, the liberal bias, and the callers didn't give you an opportunity to go into the rest of the things that the writer was saying that the liberals haven't covered. I'm hoping one of the things that he does talk about is that he said needs to be covered more is not necessarily the money in politics, but the corruption in politics. And speaking to what they were saying about this, Clayton saying about CEOs and so forth going to jail here in this country, not true. Not true at all, because correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't it our country, wasn't it our economy who almost brought the world's economy to the brink of destruction and poverty for the masses? And tell me how many people have gone to jail here.
Right.
Not one.
And, well, and we don't talk about that
not
much.
Too long ago, the news has been reporting how I think it's Goldman Sachs has been paying billions of dollars in fines for rigging things, stock markets, improper trading, losing billions of dollars on bets and so forth like that within a stock market that were just totally unethical, and yet nobody has gone to jail there. So I totally disagree with Clayton that we would have, there will be repercussions here as opposed to the people in China. Like you said, Mike, they kill the CEOs in China because, in my opinion, China, they're bound more by honor amongst their politicians and so forth as opposed to the criminals and crooks that we have running this country here. But I know you probably got a lot of callers, Mike. I enjoy your show. And yeah, people are just taking your point wrong. Finish the rest of the things that he said that the liberal media should cover.
All right, I will do that after I take this call, Mike. All right, Mike, thanks. All righty. And we do have another caller. You're on the air. KKFI, you're on the air. What's your name? What part of town are you calling from?
Mike from, I guess I'm in Kansas City right now.
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
Oh, are you talking to me? I'm sorry.
Yes, I'm sorry. That other mic is gone, so it's just me and you, buddy.
Okay. Well, I think if we had a liberal media in this country, we would definitely hear about the price of gas when it's this high. It would be the president's fault if we had a Republican president, but we wouldn't hear any stories at all about the price of gas being the president's fault if we had a Democrat president. what do you think about that?
We have not heard much about the continually, steadily rising price of gas.
Me neither.
Let me see. Is that, that's not one of the ones that he has listed here, but I think... yeah, there you go. One more thing that the media is not covering. So thank you for adding that point.
Well, if we had a liberal media, the topic wouldn't be covered. So we must have a liberal media, do you think?
Okay, fine. There's a liberal media.
Thank you very much. And you're part of it, by the way.
And I'm what?
And you're part of it, by the way.
I'm part of it, yes, indeed. So, all righty.
Did you want to go?
I'm curious, all these other things that I talked about, and this is the funny thing, is that we seem to be well, I don't know, locked into the liberal conservative, let's defend that liberal media bias fight, rather than talk about these are, I've only gotten through nine of them, and these are things that I think are worth talking about that are not covered by the media, whether there's a Democrat or a Republican president. I mean, the whole idea of gerrymandering, I looked at, I think it was the state of Kansas that had the district looked something like a barbell because they had drawn and I believe it was a Democrat that they were protecting, the Democrat seat, by basically drawing his district in such a way that all of the Democratic votes, because you can look at the votes by precinct, you don't have to look at individual person's votes, but you can look and see that this county and this precinct voted majority Democrat, so we're going to loop that one in and loop all these together in such a way that this guy is going to continue to win, but we're also going to firm up the Republican seats over here. And we continue to do that because the Democrats and the Republicans are in this thing together. And to a certain extent, I think the Tea Party mindset sees this. That's why they're upset with some of their own. But we don't talk about the mechanism by which they stay in power. You know, we don't talk about the way that they dictate how the debates will go, right? Which limits the ability for people to get their voices heard. This on top of the money issue. Does none of that bother you, or is it all about Obama at this point? And that's all we really can focus on, because we must stop this evil socialist.
To me, it doesn't seem to make a difference, because when we get the type of presidential figures on the Republican side that are basically liberals anyway, like we have the last, four presidential elections, what difference does it make, at least at the presidential level? I mean, but the political class will seems to cover itself. Yeah, I agree with that. But Big Dog mentioned the sign-ups versus who's actually paid. I've heard that of the sign-ups being 7.1 million, only 3.2 million have actually paid, which means that's just under 1% of the population has signed up for Obamacare and actually paid money for whatever their policy would be.
What percentage of the population was supposed to sign up for Obamacare?
I've heard different numbers.
Well, it wasn't supposed to be 50%,
as I understood,
right?
The whole purpose of Obamacare was to ensure the what used to be 30 and then 40 and then 50 million people that were uninsured. So if they're aiming to insure 50 million people, but we only have 3 million that may, and some of course of the 3 million that have actually paid to date anyway, some of them of course weren't in the initially uninsured class anyway, so it may be even down to 2, maybe even 1 million people of the 50 million, which would be, what is that, 2%?
Okay.
2 to 3%.
Right. I guess I would say that I ran into a lot of folks still who didn't know. Like, I was talking to somebody and they were like, I need to sign for insurance. And I was like, you know, that was last week. Like, you needed to sign up by last Monday to do that. I don't think you can anymore. You know? I remember in October talking to somebody and them not knowing that the thing was coming open, or what it was all about. And they were complaining about not having insurance. So I don't know to what extent the continual fight against health care before it ever became, you know, an option, you know, before October, there were a lot of people who thought that it was still up for debate because the Republicans tried to overturn it some, I don't know, how many times did they do that? 20 times? 30 times?
Okay. I think less. I heard it was 37.
But you know, so I think in people's minds, people who don't follow the news every day, right? What they heard was this thing isn't even decided yet, and so
yeah.
I think there was a slow start to it. I don't know, man. I'm not trying to defend Obamacare. You know, you keep bringing that up like that's like everybody's baby. You know, well, the fact that they're going to have to pay to the same health insurance companies, you know, is really kind of, I don't know. It's about, well, I'm not going to go into that. That's an analogy that will just get off into a whole nother deal.
Yeah, you're the single payer guy, or at least one of them.
Well,
you're a
single payer guy. I see single payer as a more efficient way than what we're doing. Well, but I don't know. I mean,
I didn't want to enter into that discussion, but I just wanted to make that clear.
Okay.
But as far as the population of China is four times greater than ours. They're about 1.2 billion, just like India. 1.2, 1.3 billion, just because it seems like nobody knows.
The point is not about our sizes, other than we have, they're four times our size. They are what we look to as the police state. You know, in all of our popular media, in all of our, you know, when you're watching a show and the Chinese military officer walks in, you go, oh, yeah, they might be torturing somebody in the background or something. You know what I mean? You got this notion about them, but we have 3 million people, 2.5 million people in prison. That's a lot of people, don't you think?
It is a lot of people.
And surely you would agree that a lot of those criminals, I mean, when we look at that and we examine that, we're certainly going to go liberal and conservative on it, right? Because you're going to point out there are people in jail for killing a freaking squirrel or some nonsense, right?
Well,
that's some crazy liberal crap.
I mean, I don't know any statistics about
but there's
killings.
Also going to be people in jail for, you know, lighting up a toke or whatever.
Well, I mean, if we move on to drug dealers, I mean, personally, if we had more drug dealers that were free, then prices of, like, marijuana would drop, which would be better for the economy. Because there'd be more competition in terms of number of suppliers.
Right, and not to get wrapped up in the economics of the drugs, but, you know, just across the board, I mean, the things that, you know, people are in jail for. You know, how many are in for tax? You know what I mean? There's a lot of people in jail, and we don't talk about it. We just kind of gloss over it and have this notion that, well, if you don't do bad things, you won't go to jail. And then we got to stop. And we don't stop to consider, what is it that you're calling bad? You know, absolutely,
right.
I could go with you on the whole drug dealer thing. You're telling me that it's against the law to give somebody what they want, not take it from someone, not force someone to do something, not, you know, whatever. It's just, I have this thing, he wants it, let us sell it. That
right.
should be that simple. But we don't talk about what this drug war. You know, I talked about in the piece, he talks about in 1972, 350,000 Americans were in prison. That's less than 500,000 people. And now
right.
we're talking about 2.3 million.
Yeah, so if you account, I think our population, I don't know if it's doubled since then, maybe. Maybe,
yeah,
I couldn't tell you
that time
about
frame.
That one.
It hasn't doubled in that time frame.
Well, then, I can't disagree with you on that.
That's the whole thing. Right. And that's what I mean. These are the things that we should be talking about. Not that this is a liberal issue and that's a conservative issue, but that it needs to be talked about. Now, these others, you know, when we talk about the number of black people in prison, then, yeah, I'm guessing that's going to end up being called a conservative issue. I mean, a liberal issue. Because, God forbid.
Why? Because what? Because conservatives don't care about black people?
Well, I mean, when it's brought up, come on.
Kanye, isn't that what Kanye said?
I'm not talking about what Kanye said. I'm talking about when they talk about the number of black people in prison, to when anybody brings it up, I hear the conservatives, right? I hear the Rush Limbaughs talking about it in that context. Not, you know, that's right, but like, well, you know, look, here they are, a bunch of liberals trying to, they don't address the issue. They just kind of shove it to the side as that's a liberal thing. You see what I mean? And it allows for, what? It just, there's not a spot for you to challenge me on my on my little side there.
Well, I mean, if you would go to the root cause and you would see that, of course, a lot of that comes from illegitimacy.
Well,
and you, well
once
it does.
Again,
and
again,
when you look back at the very beginning of the civil rights era, when the black family was largely intact, and in fact, twice as intact as the white family is today, well, there's the issue right there, and how, of course, who broke the black family.
Well, I would love to have that conversation with you, because I think there's some places where we could actually come to some agreement, although you would shunt the blame here or there, and then we'd have some disagreements. But I think we could actually have a conversation. But again, that's the point. We don't have the conversation. It gets called a liberal thing, and then we don't talk about it. But that's just me. Mike is back to maybe talk to you. I don't know. What's up, Mike?
No, I'm not back to talk to anybody, Mike. I just had one a statement I like to make. I had seen in the movie, I can't recall the movie, where the quote was, the greatest hoax that the devil ever pulled was getting people to believe that he didn't exist.
Yeah, Cousin Sosa.
I like to correlate that with America and their ideology. The greatest hoax that America has given Americans is the idea that they're free. Because I really honestly, Mike, do not believe that we are free. No, we're not oppressed, as opposed to a person in China, like you're talking now about us being a police state. If you think about it logically, tell me one thing that a person cannot go to jail for. There's nothing. A person can go to jail for anything. You can go to jail for if a police officer is having a bad attitude and you're mouthy with him, you're going to jail. So my point is that, like I said, the greatest hoax that the devil ever pulled off was getting the world to believe that he didn't exist. In America, the greatest hoax that you have pulled off on you is believing that you're free.
Are you not part of America? Is that what you're saying?
He's saying that he's not fooled like the rest of you fools. But that's what you say when you call up here and you say, I'm not fooled like the rest of you fools. I know that Obamacare is going to bankrupt and kill America, right?
Well, we were already screwed before Obamacare.
Saying is, he's saying in the same fashion, I'm not going to tell him he's not American or that he's renouncing America, because he's pointing out that, you know, you guys are under a bunch of illusions of freedom. Because I would think you agree with that, right?
Well, but he's saying as in you are, not we are. So it's as if he's coming from another country or something. I'm not sure. No, he said he's from South Kansas City, so he's involved too.
Okay.
Minor point, I understand, but I don't understand that tone, not tone, but the classification of himself like that.
I don't know, maybe because he doesn't accept the chain. And so, you know, there's a lot of folks who just go, hey, I don't even accept the title, right?
Okay.
I mean, you got that on the right, too, with your sovereign citizen movement, right? I'm not a member of the United States. I am a sovereign citizen or whatever. I don't.
They're rebelling against
the federal
government.
I don't need to get into all that.
Or at least maybe even in the government conglomeration, because I don't know if you see it as different levels of government, but it's hard to see it anymore as different levels of government.
Right. So
anyway, go ahead.
So we got this gerrymandering thing. The number of bills blocked by Republicans in Congress. There's one you can answer for. The filibuster has been used a record number of times since Obama was elected president. 375 bills weren't even allowed to come to a vote because of threatened filibusters. In 2013, during the first 6 months, Congress only passed 15 bills that were signed into law, 8 fewer than the first 6 months of 2012, 19 fewer than 2011. So they're stopping the train, and you would say that's because
I would say the less Congress does, the better.
Huh?
I would say the less our Congress does, the better.
So you're in favor of it, but I guess, again, the point is that the media does not talk about the number of bills that the Republicans have blocked. The Citizens United Supreme Court decision, this one, still, to me, I don't understand who is defending this, that people, corporations are people.
You know what? I'm glad you bring that up. Our unions people?
You back the Citizens United decision, correct?
Well, yeah. I don't want any
and no, unions are not
any
people.
Of government getting in the way
people.
Of anything we do politically as much as possible.
And no, unions are not people. They're made up of people. There are people in unions, and I don't suppose or I don't propose that a union be viewed as a person.
And they are made up of people. So you don't want corporations to give to politicians. I assume you don't want unions to give to politicians.
Well, I stated earlier that I'd like to go and let's look at the heart of the problem, which is the whole election process. And perhaps we need to look at publicly financed campaigns so that all of the money is not involved, but rather the ideas that the people who want to run for office stand forth and put themselves out there, their ideas, not a who can buy the most commercials and who can, with no regard to issue, run thousands of ads with gray clouds coming and Obama is going to destroy America. And that's the commercial. That guy is a Nazi. That guy's a communist. And that's it. You know what I mean? There's not a, here's my plan. Here's what I will do for this country. Here's where I think we need to be headed. And that we have a better elections process.
I mean, I'd be opposed to that because then you could give more money to people that no one even wants to hear based on the fact that they can't get any contributions.
You did bring up unions earlier
and the right to work states, basically getting rid of unions.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I wanted to address that, especially since we're about to have a union commercial.
Okay. Well, in fact, we're late on that, so I got to go, so we will have this conversation. Yeah. Call me early. Just like when you vote. Vote early, vote often. All right, Mike, you have a good one. Kansas City, I got to go. Bye-bye.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News, a production of Diversified Media Enterprises. I'm Doug Cunningham. Baltimore City school bus drivers have gotten court approval of the $1.2 million wage settlement won with Teamsters Union support. The settlement with Durham School Bus Services covers damages for 372 workers. The settlement...